I believe in the power of the ukulele.
I believe in birds.
I believe in perseverance.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Conjure up in your mind one of those lovely, bucolic Rhode Island days where, say, you're lounging on the shore overlooking Narragansett Bay. A sumptuous meal laid out on a blanket, and all of a sudden, bam, your gourmet meal has been invaded by a parade of ants. Or perhaps you're gazing at a beautiful array of birds nibbling at your backyard feeder when, bam, some dastardly squirrel chases your feathered friends away. Don't we just detest these common annoyances, these pesky creatures that dare to invade our tranquil moments? This week's essayist, Mike Fink, is here to tell us that such common irritations are, well, in the eye of the beholder.
I've been a friend of the pigeons for a long time. I wrote a letter to the Providence Journal editors half a century ago, defending the so-called rock doves from the Audubon Society's plan to drive them out of town. I have a new friendship with a little outbuilding, hiding out on the RISD campus, serving as dovecote to a mixed collection of pigeons, some fantails, others with boas, and of surprisingly variegated plumage. A student named Matteo asked me to serve as faculty advisor to the project. Since I teach a course called Birds in Books, I was his logical choice for a supporter, and maybe a mascot. The other students in the club are as diverse as the fine-feathered flock. A stately, princely person named Africanus. A kindly soul named Mohammed, who knows not only the bird we're all familiar with, but others from quails to finches. Now every day holds a lovely surprise. I park my car, cross the street, follow a narrow strip of lawn, climb a few granite steps. I find the slim shingled shack with silhouettes of the icon of peace decorating the doorway in chalk or paint. A shelf opens out. The pigeons step forward to face morning, take wing, make a calm circle in the skies. Check out the towers, steeples, rooftops of the city campus. They follow their routine and return to their perches. There is poetry, philosophy, and purpose to this project. A quest for skies without bombs, but with hope, as in a Bible tale. Matteo has researched the history of this unique creature. The pigeon is everywhere, in all cities. The only bird with warm feet adapted to wintry cliffs and skyscrapers. Tame, yet wild, instinctive, doing its thing among us, for or despite us. One bird flew off the first day, homesick for its birthplace in Albany. Another has been lost to a hawk. The gentle doves symbolize devotion, dedication, faithfulness, communication. And yet they suffer the indignity of being ignorantly labeled rats with wings. There is an element of proud rebellion against the stereotyping of our fellow travelers among the art and design disciples. I am delighted to take a small part in what they do. I believe in sharing skies and earth with other beings, inspired only by courtesy, respect, and regard for whatever we may believe about the origins of life.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He has published columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.